My parents never really dealt with racism, and you know, they really tried to teach us that we were as good as everybody else. Growing up in Flint, Michigan, every ethnicity had their own community. And it just seemed like a normal thing. You know, all of the Hungarian people in Flint lived in their little community. All of the Polish people lived in their community. The Mexicans, they lived in their community. The Chinese, they lived in theirs. The Black, we lived in ours. The White, they lived in theirs. And then there was, you know, if you wanted to go and get like food from one of these communities, it was okay to go. It was all about, I mean, people being around the people that, you know, their same nationality. And so it didn't seem like it was racist to me. But I remember when I was, I think I was like 6 or 7, and my mother one Saturday gave my sister and I some money. And she says, why don't you girls, you know, walk downtown? Because back then we could walk downtown when we're talking about a mile. So we walked downtown and we went to the store that doesn't exist anymore, Woolworths. And being the big sister, I'm going to impress my little sister. And I said, let's get a soda. And so there were two seats at the soda fountain. And we climbed up on the seats. Because my mama hadn't told me, you can't go and sit at the soda fountain. And this woman, this white lady came over and she says, I'm sorry, little girls, but you cannot sit at this counter. This counter is not for colored girls. Because we were colored then. How is it that our race is the only race that has been renamed? What, 4 times in my lifetime? We were colored when I was little. Then we were Negro. And then we were Black. And I had problems with Black. I really had problems with Black. Because my skin is brown. And most people that I know, their skin is brown. It can be dark brown. But it's still brown. We are not Black. And then we became African American. And I don't know who decided on that. How is it that we are the only people in on the face of this earth have been renamed as a race? How does this happen? And I talk about that when I'm doing Why Am I Treated So Bad by the Staple Singers. Before we go into it, I talk about that. And then I talk about the Little Rock Nine, because that's what had inspired Pop Staples to write that song. You know, so I try and slip in a little bit of stuff, you know, with my audiences. Maybe, you know, it's a little subversive, but I do try and slip it in so that people get a little hint of, you know, what we've had to go through.